Message number 852. I reveal the secrets contained within the book of Revelation, and they will not be pleasant. Tuesday, July 23, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, the trials you will have to face are because I reveal the secrets contained within the book of Revelation, and they will not be pleasant. The truth can be so upsetting and unsettling for many. The truth will cause tears of dismay, tears of sadness, and great distress. Lies, on the other hand, can lull you into a sense of false security. Even when lies presented to you come dressed in loving language and noble gestures don't feel right in your heart, they can be much easier for man to accept than the truth. When someone is told that they have been infected with a terminal disease, they have two choices. They can accept the truth, prepare their souls, spend time in close proximity with their families, seek my forgiveness, and then wait for the day. When they do this, although it may be frightening, they will, because they have accepted the truth, find true peace in their souls. These souls will have nothing to fear from me. If, on the other hand, they reject the truth and believe in magic potions and false gods which they think can be used to miraculously cure them, they will be very disappointed. These souls, blinded by so-called positive thoughts, believe that if they will themselves to be better, that all will be well. What they fail to understand is that they must call on me, Jesus, if they wish to be healed. I will answer prayers, but only if the request is for the good of their souls. These souls who refuse to accept the truth of their illness and who do not turn to me will be lost. They will have wasted the time accorded to them on earth to ensure that their house is in order. The same is true of my word, the truth given to you now. I gave the world the truth during my time on earth, and I was rejected. Many did follow me, but the truth given to them at that time will now be challenged by the enemies of God, and they will fall prey to deceit. They will soon reject the truth and will not be able to accept my warning given to the world at this time. I call on you now not to reveal to you new teachings, as this is not necessary. You were given the truth, but now I intervene to remind you of the truth. I also come to warn you of the evil atrocities which will be inflicted on you because of your love for me. Do not turn your backs on me, Jesus Christ, as I am reaching out only to protect you at this time. I do not want to alienate you, but I will keep reminding you of the truth time and time again. When you find that your soul becomes agitated as a result of the new rules to be presented by those who say they are of me, then you must call on me through this crusade prayer. Crusade Prayer 116, Save me from the evil of lies. Dear Jesus, help me. I am drowning in tears of sorrow. My heart is confused. I do not know who I can trust. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can choose the correct path to your kingdom. Help me, dear Jesus, to always remain true to your word given to the world by Peter, and to never deviate from what you taught us or deny your death on the cross. Jesus, you are the way. Show me the way. Hold me and carry me on your journey of great mercy. Amen. Your Jesus.